You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
On this Friday afternoon, March 25th, we're talking Angels baseball with Mr. Eldon Gonzalez, Angels reporter for MLB.com. Eldon, thanks very much for joining us. And let's start right at the top with the rotation. Still a few competitions left to be resolved as opening day approaches. And I know that there's a few guys who have to be considered locks right now for that rotation, and Garrett Richards, Andrew Heaney, Hector Santiago. Then you've got guys that are kind of on the mend in the Jared Weavers and C.J. Wilsons and Tyler Skaggs. So kind of break all this down for us, and I know that there's still an open competition for that last rotation spot. How do things kind of shake out right now, 1-5?
Well, there are still a few loose ends. We know already that Tyler Skaggs and C.J. Wilson will start the year on the disabled list. Tyler Skaggs is coming along pretty quickly. He pitched in his first game in 19 months on Thursday, and he looked pretty sharp in two innings. If he keeps progressing this way, I expect him to be ready for major league competition before the end of April. C.J. Wilson, that's a different story. We were just told from Mike Socha on Friday morning that he's still 8 to 10 days away from even beginning to play catch. He's had pain in his left shoulder for most of camp, and it seems like he's being really cautious in his return. So there's no telling when C.J. Wilson will be ready. And then the other loose end here is Jared Weaver. He's making a very important start on Friday against the A's. He's scheduled to go 5 innings and throw 75 pitches. He hasn't appeared in a game in a while. He hasn't really thrown any harder than 81 miles an hour, which is a little bit troubling. And, you know, he promises to be ready by opening day. He's kind of adamant about being ready for the start of the season. But the Angels are going to have to see what he can do, how his stuff plays in games. So I think this Friday start is a big one for Jared Weaver, as will be the next one and probably the one after that. I think he's going to have about 3 starts before he could be considered for the Angels rotation. But if Jared Weaver is ready for the start of the season, then that would leave Matt Shoemaker and Nick Tropiano kind of competing for that last spot, for the 5th spot. Neither has really impressed numbers-wise, but, you know, you don't really pay attention to numbers in spring training. You look at how their stuff is coming out of their hand. Matt Shoemaker is throwing a little bit harder than he was at this time last spring. And Nick Tropiano's always had good stuff. He's got a great fastball changeup mix. So, you know, the Angels have had several setbacks in their rotation this spring. But, you know, the positive thing about that is, you know, when you looked at the roster going into spring training, starting pitching was the one area where they actually had some real depth. So they could stomach a few setbacks in the rotation and still be just fine.
Yeah, that's a good point. So a lot of guys competing for a limited number of spots. And like you said, if there's one area on this team where they can, you know, withstand a few aches and pains, it is in the rotation. So Jared Weaver, from what you're saying, is going to be the biggest X factor, his health or lack thereof, will determine how the other dominoes fall. We'll see how that plays out. Eldon, shifting now to the bullpen, from what you wrote the other day, it seems like a pretty intense competition for that final bullpen spot, maybe as a long reliever. Give me the 3 guys kind of in the running right now and who you think has the inside track.
Well, I think you got to assume that probably, I would say that 6 spots in that bullpen are already taken. That is by Houston Street and Joe Smith, who pitched the 8th and 9th inning. Mike Marin, Fernando Salas, Corey Rasmus, and Jose Alvarez, a starter-turned-reliever who's a lefty and who gives him multiple innings. And I think Socha really wants him in his bullpen. I would say that last bullpen spot is probably for a middle reliever. I think Jose Alvarez and Corey Rasmus could pitch multiple innings and will pitch in that role. You know, Al Albuquerque is the guy that I look at as the guy who's probably going to make the team. He was given $1.1 million over the offseason. He struck out 11 batters, only walked 1 in spring training. And, you know, he's got a repertoire that actually really suits the Angels' bullpen. There aren't that many relievers in their bullpen who throw hard. Al Albuquerque throws hard, and he also has that wipeout slider. I got to think he'll claim that spot, but he does have options left, so that remains to be seen. I think guys like Javi Guerra and Cam Bedrosian, Greg Molly, a reliever prospect for them, Cam Bedrosian, another prospect. I think those guys are in the mix. But I would lean toward Al Albuquerque because he has the experience and because he has that pitch mix that I think fits well in this bullpen.
Yeah, no, that's the guy the Tigers did not want to lose. He was quietly good for them, and I think he could be a good fit in the Angels bullpen, especially, as you said, given the money that they gave him in the offseason. I'd have a hard time not seeing him in that seven-person mix in that Angels bullpen. Eldon, let's shift now to the lineup as you answered fans' questions the other day in your mailbag. And one of the questions came from a fan about Albert Pujols. And in your discussions with him, you know, he kind of accepts his role and his mortality, if you will, that he's now 36 and the majority of his time is going to come in the role of a DH. But he still loves being out there playing defense, still loves, you know, playing first base and contributing in that way. In your discussions with him, though, is he still kind of having a hard time coming to terms with the fact that, you know, he is at this stage of his career and he just simply is not, in many people's estimation, an everyday first baseman? Is that kind of tough for him to cope with?
You know, I don't think so. I think Albert takes a lot of pride in his defense and he feels like he could still be an elite defender. He still feels he is a Gold Glove caliber defender. But I think Albert has come to understand as he has aged and as he has had more injuries and surgeries in his lower half that it just beats him up too much to be on the field on an everyday basis. And I think he kind of knew that for a while, but I think he really started to realize that. Down the stretch last year, he had some excruciating pain in his right foot in late August, and he pretty much spent the entire month of September as designated hitter because, I mean, he could barely walk with that. And, you know, I think that time at DH, although he was playing through injury, I think he started to maybe, you know, get used to it a little bit, maybe start forming some sort of routine between plate appearances that actually works for him, because that ends up being the biggest adjustment for guys who play the field is they're not used to kind of the routine of a DH and they don't know what to do in between at-bats to get themselves ready to hit. They don't feel like they're in the flow of the game. I think Albert's maybe starting to come around to that a little bit more, but I think more than anything, he just understands that, you know, he's getting paid a lot of money. He's in the books for six more years, and as much as he could help the Angels on defense, they far more need his bat in the lineup. They need him batting behind Mike Trout, and they need him driving in runs. And, you know, the one way that he could ensure that he does that is by staying on the field and taking his DH days whenever he needs them. Albert hasn't played first base in a game yet this spring. He has been doing pretty much all the defensive work. But, I mean, you could tell just by watching him, by talking to him, that he's not really in a hurry to do so. He doesn't feel like he has anything to prove, and it seems like he's kind of putting his pride aside a little bit, which is a good thing. He understands that he needs to stay fresh, and the DH is going to be a very valuable tool for him this year. I'm not sure exactly how many days he will DH as opposed to playing the field, but I wouldn't be surprised if it were at least 100 days of DH this season.
Yeah, and I think, like you brought up earlier, that's one of the most underrated aspects of the game in terms of, you know, the difficulties of the game is just how difficult it is to DH because, as you said, and as Albert Pujols said, it's so hard to prepare yourself. What do you do between that match? You're not out there on the field contributing defensively. It can take a toll mentally, and it's a huge adjustment to just hit. And I think Albert is, you know, learning that. And a lot of guys that go into that DH role learn that too, but if there's anybody who can't adjust and will adjust well, it's a guy who's a future first ballot Hall of Famer, so I think nothing to worry about there. Eldon, as we come down the home stretch here, I want to get your update on Andrelton Simmons. He finally returned to the shortstop position this past Tuesday after nursing various aches and pains, if you will, throughout spring training. But from what you indicated in your recent article about him, he kind of used that time off productively to really study the other fielders on the team and get a feel for what they do. And I think that because he's in a first year with a new team, that could prove really valuable in the long run.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Andrelton Simmons is one of the more cerebral players in the game. I mean, he is a maniacal worker, and he's kind of a perfectionist. He wants, and he feels like as a shortstop, he takes on a leadership role on the field, and he wants to know where everybody is, what everybody's range is, what everybody's arm strength is, where his second baseman likes his speed. I think that's the biggest adjustment for Andrelton Simmons coming over. There was a lot made about his arm because his arm was sore and he wasn't getting the reps. Andrelton Simmons doesn't need reps at shortstop. He doesn't need ground balls. He doesn't need to get into the game flow. He is probably the best defensive player in the game, and he's been here working out with the team. He's been doing all the defensive drills. throughout spring. The only thing that Allenson Simmons was missing was just kind of getting a feel for everybody else. How deep does the outfield play? What his assignment is when they shift on a left-handed hitter? Where, in relation to the bag, does Johnny Giovatella, second baseman, feel comfortable turning double plays? Those are the kind of things that he needs to grasp with his team, and that's what he was studying while he was out. Everything else is going to come easy for him. He's going to, you know, defense doesn't really slump. He's going to continue to be an elite defender, and, you know, he feels like this arm thing was just kind of something that he was being really overly cautious about. And I, you know, it's funny because I talked to him after he returned to shortstop recently, and he said, you know, usually I start off by being really, really honest with people, and then after that I'll start hiding my injuries a little bit. So, I mean, I'm sure, you know, like everybody else, you know, they play hurt, but, you know, early on, you know, he's going to build some trust and tell, look, hey, my shoulder's barking a little bit. And so they were just being really, really cautious with him, but he's going to be fine. He's playing again today. He's going to be pretty much playing shortstop on an everyday basis for the rest of spring. And I think the big question with Andelton is, can he take his offense to another level? Can he be a little bit better than he was in Atlanta these last few years? The Angels didn't trade him for that. They got him because he's got an elite glove. But if he could give them a little bit more offense, that's going to be huge for this team.
Yeah, modern-day Ozzie Smith in the field. If he can, like you said, contribute a little more with the lumber at the plate, look out, AL West. Elvin Gonzalez, we appreciate the time on this Friday afternoon. We'll do it again next week, as this is Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras LA Angels.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.